Our KFIZ News Time is 9:10, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock here on a Wednesday. It's May 19th of 2021. Thanks for joining us here this morning. Spencer Wagon with you, kicking off our number two of the program here on a Wednesday. And time for our weekly update with our friends over at Envision Greater Fond du Lac. We keep you up to date on different things they have going on around the community. We talked about the broadband survey last week, and today we're going to recap Project Grill. Always really neat to see the work students put in for Project Grill, and here to recap it for us and tell us about a few different things coming up is Bernadette Erickson with Envision Greater Fond du Lac. Bernadette, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Hi, Spencer. I'm well. How are you?
We're doing pretty well ourselves, and boy, it was a beautiful Friday for another awesome year of Project Grill, and it was good to be back with Project Grill for 2021. I guess mm-hmm. I'll toss in that classic line we're so accustomed to hearing nowadays, right?
Yes, absolutely. We were really pleased to be able to bring the program to fruition despite the interesting school year that all of the students faced. But this past Friday, we did host a private unveiling just for the students to show off their hard work from the year. And so, again, Project Grill is a program that teaches area high school students about careers in manufacturing by way of a hands-on project-based learning experience where they actually design and then fabricate fully functional grills.
Yeah, and I wasn't able to make it out this year, unfortunately, but it looked again like there were some really awesome grills again this year. Can you tell us some of the highlights of the grill selection, I guess I'll say, for this year?
Yeah, absolutely. And what I'll say, too, is, you know, knowing that every school had a different year, some were in the building 5 days a week all year, some were partially virtual, you know, so on and so forth. So what that did was obviously pose some challenges for all of us. So we literally started the year with, let's just see what we can do. And they knocked it out of the park. So we had six teams and six area businesses. It was a total of 66 students. And ultimately, every team was able to either finish their grill from last year or fully design and fabricate new grills this year along with prototypes. So that was really special for us because we weren't sure what was going to be possible. And we actually saw different teams do a lot of great things. So, for example, one team at Winnebago Lutheran Academy is donating one of their grills to the Arc of Fond du Lac. Another team, Fond du Lac High School, is selling their grills to Schmitty's Ore House that they'll have out on the patio. Festival Foods purchased a grill to have at their brat barn. We've just seen some really great things. And so there were different sizes. You know, sometimes they're really large scale and sometimes more moderate. But this year they were all quite reasonable in size, could be mass produced, which is part of the lesson of the program.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool to see, and there's a lot of really neat design ideas. I know in the past there was a grill, I think, shaped as, I think it was Green Lake, I want to say, and there was mm-hmm. a grill inside the hood of a car. I think that was Oakfield, and
yeah.
There's always some really cool stuff that those kids come up with, and you know, it's cool to see their ideas come to life, but it's also cool to see them get the experience and work with a local business and get the knowledge in that manufacturing sector, too.
Certainly, and I'll say one of the grills that I found to be the most unique this year that I haven't seen in the 5 years I've been organizing the program is Lamira utilized fire bricks. So they actually, within their grill, created a safety barrier. So their intention was, if you're grilling and kids are outside, you know, you could actually touch the exterior of the grill and it wasn't going to burn you. So that was really clever, really a thoughtful, innovative idea, just one example of how the teams really get creative in the process. And I'll just say, too, you know, the reason why we do this program, we know that in Fond du Lac County, 27% of employees in the manufacturing sector are expected to retire in the next decade. And one thing we're really happy about is, based off of survey results from those 66 students, we know that 58% of the kids that did the program this year plan to pursue a career in manufacturing or skilled trades. So that's really positive for us because, again, that's the whole heart and soul of the program. And mind you, some of them might go on to MSOE or Marine Park Technical College for further education, but then we hope they'll return and invest their skill set into our county. And some may move straight into the workforce after high school.
Yeah, very cool. Now, usually there are awards handed out. There's like a voting, mm-hmm. obviously, with it being a private event. Did that mm-hmm. change this year for 2021?
It did. So because we knew that the teams were coming from different, you know, starting lines, essentially, it would have not been fair to judge. It would have been apples to oranges. So it was no judging, no awards were given this year, but we did give out two scholarships.
Very cool. And who were the recipients of those?
A great question. I cannot recall names offhand. However, I do know one student was from North Fond du Lac and the other was from Momira.
Cool. Well, very good. And glad to see that this event came back and students able to either finish what they started last year before things got, turned topsy-turvy or start from scratch and get that experience too. And things obviously, you know, looking 360 some days into the future, things full steam ahead for 2022 then, I take it?
Absolutely. We'll be back in the game full bore, and we plan to take the students on the business tours like we normally do because that wasn't able to happen this past year. However, I should mention we did complete from, September till May, we did over 70 career presentations over Zoom to these high school kids. Those six businesses just kept showcasing what they have to offer, different careers, apprenticeships, paid reimbursement for continuing education, awesome things in our local business manufacturing community. So, you know, we found a new way to take them on a tour, quote unquote. But as we look to the year ahead, we plan to be back full swing like normal, and we look forward to that.
Excellent. Excellent. Very cool. If people want to see pictures or learn more about Project Grill, is that on Envision's website or social media pages too?
Yes, both.
Very cool. And Bernadette, I know you wanted to highlight some stuff coming up in June. Always fun to celebrate what we're known for here in Wisconsin, and that's dairy. And I know June Dairy Day and the Breakfast on the Farm are coming up here very soon.
Yes, we've got two fantastic events coming up. So as you mentioned, June Dairy Day is June 5th. It's from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and it's downtown at National Exchange Bank and Trust in their parking lot. Farm animals, games, family-friendly samples of dairy products, free, and the public is welcome. So June 5 from 9 to 11.
All right.
And then we also have Breakfast on the Farm is June 27th out at LeClaire Farm.
Excellent. I think we're going to talk more about that next week, so we'll just kind of leave it as a mark your calendar event. So we'll look forward to those events coming up. Bernadette, thanks for joining us this morning. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Bernadette Erickson joining us from Envision Greater Fond du Lac, keeping us up to date. A few things going on. Mark your calendars for those June dairy events coming up. We are going to talk more about that, it looks like, next week on the show. But we'll talk more about that, give you some more details about what you can expect coming up with that.